The candidates in the highly watched race for Wisconsin Supreme Court went on the attack during their only scheduled debate yesterday. It's Wednesday, March 22nd. This is Wisconsin Today. Good morning. I'm Alex Crow. Coming up, Anya Van Wagtendonk reports on a new Democratic effort to overturn the state's abortion ban. And we've got details on why the city of Milwaukee is considering legal action against car manufacturers Kia and Hyundai. Stay with us.
You tune into Wisconsin Public Radio for news you can trust, conversations that draw you in, and music and entertainment that make your day better. The largest source of funding for everything you value on WPR is listener support. Join the team that makes WPR possible. Become a sustaining member. Make an ongoing monthly gift and share WPR with your entire community. It's easy to sign up at WPR.org.
The candidates for Wisconsin's hotly contested Supreme Court race went on the attack during their only scheduled debate ahead of the April election. As Sean Johnson reports, one heated topic focused on the issue of abortion.
Judge Janet Protasiewicz has been outspoken about her views on abortion, saying she favors a woman's right to choose. She said she'd rule on any cases involving the state's abortion ban based on the law, not her personal values.
But I can tell you that if my opponent is elected, I can tell you with 100% certainty that 1849 abortion ban will stay on the books.
Protasiewicz pointed to Kelly's endorsements by anti-abortion groups, but Kelly said he'd never made any promises about how he'd rule either.
This seems to be a pattern for you, Janet, just telling lies about me. So you don't know what I'm thinking about that abortion ban. You have no idea.
The court could hear a challenge to the abortion ban after the winner of this race takes office later this year. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Republican state lawmakers plan to introduce a bill that would allow Wisconsinites to access community solar projects, but it faces opposition from the state's utilities. Community solar lets customers buy or lease part of a larger, off-site shared solar system. Currently, only regulated utilities and cooperatives can provide community solar in Wisconsin. A new bill from a group of GOP lawmakers aims to change that. But utilities say the bill would give solar developers free access to the state's energy grid at no risk while shifting costs to customers. Bill Skews is with the Wisconsin Utilities Association.
They're going to be offering this product, but at the same time, that product's being subsidized by all of those non-participating customers who don't get a community solar contract or subscription.
GOP lawmakers say the bill would increase solar competition and help customers access renewable energy without the upfront costs. Wisconsin Democrats introduced a bill yesterday aiming to overturn the state's abortion ban. As Anya Van Wagtendonk reports, this comes just after Republicans introduced their own abortion legislation.
Governor Tony Evers stood with Democratic lawmakers calling for full abortion access in Wisconsin. He repeated that he will not support a Republican proposal to insert some exceptions into the state's pre-Civil War ban. The Democratic bill's co-author, Representative Lisa Subek of Madison, said Wisconsinites shouldn't have to depend on a decision from the state Supreme Court.
There is a lawsuit pending, but we can't just sit and wait for the courts to act. We need clarity now.
In a statement, Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss called Evers hypocritical for refusing to negotiate. The Republican proposal is already all but dead for lack of GOP support. Today's legislation is also unlikely to succeed in the Republican-controlled legislature. Anya Van Wagtendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Milwaukee is the latest city to consider possible legal action against Kia and Hyundai because their cars are easy targets for thieves. The city had the highest increase in stolen vehicles in the nation from 2020 to 2021. The majority of those thefts involved Kia and Hyundais. Officials believe the companies should be held accountable for their failure to put anti-theft immobilizers on some models. On Monday, Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Kalb also announced that he's leading a group of 23 attorneys general demanding the automakers take action.
We are calling on them to do more than they have done so far, and to ensure that vehicle owners of Kia and Hyundai can rest safely knowing that their vehicles are safe.
In a statement, a spokesperson for Kia said they are adding new anti-theft software for newer models. Coming up, we've got a story from Wisconsin Life about how schools teach Indigenous history. Stay with us.
You know you can count on WPR for news that's important, music that makes your day better, and conversations that make you think. We hope you'll make a financial contribution to support the radio service you rely on, and in fact, we count on it. The single largest portion of our budget comes from listener support. If you're not a member yet, make a gift of any amount today at WPR.org. Thank you.
And finally, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCollum with the answer to a question about education.
Wisconsin is one of 12 states that requires Native American content to be taught in schools. That prompted Maria Novotny to reach out to WPR's Wisconsin Project, asking us how educators are teaching this in the classroom. As WPR's Gabby Vinnick reports, schools are working to integrate Indigenous histories, cultures, and tribal sovereignty into the curriculum.
In a Madison West High School classroom, students take their seats in their first period class. This morning, they're talking about news involving the Cherokee Nation and the push to have First Nation representation in Congress. One by one, students like senior Abby O'Callaghan share their questions.
Given the legacy of the federal government and its involvement in the dispossession of Native peoples, how can we move forward at both the local and the state level to kind of make sure that there's a real change in policy?
The class is just one example of how students are connecting the histories of Wisconsin's First Nations to the present day. And it wasn't too long ago that legislation known as Act 31 spurred this education. Since 1991, the law has mandated that public schools and public and private universities teach the histories, cultures, and tribal sovereignty of tribal nations in Wisconsin. It was in response to the violence that erupted in northern Wisconsin in the 1980s. Members of the Ojibwe tribe were spearfishing, and protesters blocked them from exercising a treaty right they reserved. J.P. Leary is of Cherokee descent. He's an associate professor of First Nations Studies at UW-Green Bay. He wrote a book about Act 31.
The real policy problem that Act 31 is addressing is the lack of meaningful opportunities to learn accurate, authentic information about the federally recognized tribes and bands in Wisconsin.
David O'Connor agrees. He's a consultant at the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction. O'Connor is a member of the Ojibwe tribe and offers educators resources about Wisconsin's First Nations on topics like treaty rights, Indigenous languages, and festivities. He encourages educators to weave those lessons into subjects beyond social studies.
If you teach it from a tribal sovereignty lens first, you could teach Native histories and cultures 10 times easier.
Wisconsin is home to 11 federally recognized tribal nations. Teachers like Jeff Ryan of Prescott High School have been working to integrate Native histories more deeply into their lessons. Since 2000, the social studies teacher has taken hundreds of students on a four-day trip to the Lac du Flambeau Reservation in northern Wisconsin. They talk with tribal elders, do craft work, and tour cultural sites.
To gain a full understanding of the experience, whether it be the history or the contemporary issues connect to Native people, you have to access and talk with Native people.
There are more than 500 tribal nations in the U.S. Ryan and his students discuss what that means.
500 ways of thinking, 500 ways of talking, 500 ways of living, 500 ways of being.
Some critics say Act 31 has no teeth. The law requires the subject matter to be taught at least three times in grades K through 12. But since Wisconsin is a local control state, it's up to school boards and administrators to implement curriculum. Since its passage, more resources have become available for teachers to use. Even so, O'Connor says that for some educators, it's their first time learning the content. Sometimes it contradicts what they were taught.
For far too long, I always think that First Nations peoples and communities have been seen in curriculum as always long ago and far away, rather than being contemporary.
O'Connor says he hopes more schools make teaching Native histories a priority, because, as he says, failing to do so is a lost opportunity for all.
WPR's Gabby Vinnick brought us that story on First Nations education in Wisconsin's classrooms. And the story idea came from an audience question as part of the Wisconsin Project. Submit your question and we might answer it in a future story. Go to WPR.org/Wisconsin. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCollum.
And that'll do it. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crow. Our producers are John Davis and Bridget Bowden. Catch us wherever you get your podcasts every weekday morning. And don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review. Plus, you can find more news anytime at WPR.org. Have a great day. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.